It's a hot and dry day at Mother Neff State Park, and early on a work day. The only sounds beyond one's footsteps are those of the insects, the breeze in the trees, and the occasional passing car. That's a far cry from the fall of 2007. 4 years ago, rushing waters from the Leon River overspilled their banks amidst a heavy downpour. By the time the now tranquil river had exhausted its fury, the entrance to the park was buried under 18 feet of water. And it stayed there longer than anyone expected, said Park Superintendent Leah Huth.
I think the thing that surprised most people is the amount of time that the water stayed here. Because most floods, the water rises, and within 2-3 days or really high floods, within a week, the water's receding and going back down.
It took 3 months for the water to recede, setting in motion a chain of events that led to a temporary closure of the park, desperate care for the plant life, refurbishing of the buildings, and rebuilding of some amenities and facilities. In fact, it wasn't until last month that the full-service restrooms in the park were reopened, finally closing a chapter of restoration in the park that took nearly 4 years. The flooding prompted Huth and administrators in the Texas Park and Wildlife Department to ask questions about how to best utilize the 259-acre state park, the first in the Texas system. And they decided that a master plan to retool the park was in order, preserving and improving the homestead of the governor who founded the state park system.
We're going back in time and going back to our roots, and yet at the same time, we're using all of those same philosophies and trying to use that visionary tactic that Pat Neff had to see into the future and see the need to have facilities out of the floodplain.
And with the blueprints for those plans complete, you can look through Mother Neff State Park and envision what the changes will mean. When you enter the park from Waco, you're actually skirting along its borders on Highway 236 before you even realize it. Around a curve, you're greeted by the park's entrance. It's the lowest lying area of the grounds, and therefore, the area that gets flooded when it rains.
By moving that up, then that allows us to just open up the park for the remainder of the time. It just kind of takes the effect of a flood out of the operation of the park.
A new entrance will be the biggest change when the plan is complete. When the river does flood again after redevelopment, it will essentially be contained to the park's basement.
So right now, the welcoming front porch to the park is over there by the Leon River, but after redevelopment, it's going to be over in this vicinity?
Yes, the headquarters will be right up here on the highest point in the park. And so as people enter the park, they'll be entering the park on the highest point. From the headquarters, they'll be able to look down and see the whole river valley. And then as they move through, it's almost like a drop of water. As they move down through the park and through the different layers, they'll be getting closer and closer to the river.
You currently have to climb up wooded roads for several minutes to reach that prairie. And, as with most any redevelopment plan, new facilities are in the works for a park that features many buildings built by President Franklin Roosevelt's Civilian Conservation Corps. The new facilities include cabins and completely modern campsites and restrooms. The headquarters will move from the river to the prairie, and there will be halls for family reunions and picnics as well. But beyond the facilities, Leah Huth is excited about a particular educational aspect of the changes if the Leon River decides to rise again. With the flooded areas now accessible from above, visitors will have the opportunity to learn about the impact of the flood, both good and bad, because they can see it up close.
It'll also give us the opportunity to allow people to see a flood and to see how much force water can have, the danger that a flood can present, and at the same time, the raw beauty that a flood provides. We'll be able to have people the opportunity to see that and to enjoy that instead of currently now, whenever it floods, we have to block it all off and nobody gets to see it.
So with the four-year restoration in the books, the next four-year chapter of Mother Neff State Park begins. And sometime around 2015, 8 years after the park faced its biggest challenge, it hopes to say that a negative was turned into a positive for the next generation of parkgoers. You can hear yesterday's story online at kwbu.org. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.